Lord's Supper scripture up there where people can see it. And I think, this is great. I remember when the non-instrumental churches of Christ in a certain area where I live were noted as the churches that up on the platform had a big blackboard. And they were constantly writing on the blackboard. And they would write while they were preaching their sermons. Or if they didn't write while they were preaching their sermons, they had their outline all written up there for them. Now we've become a little more sophisticated, so we write it out and put it in the bulletin. But many people make it a practice to outline their sermons and put that out in the bulletin. What are we doing? We're trying to help the people become better listeners. This is what I'm going to talk about. Here's a scripture. You didn't hear me say it. A baby cried just the moment I said it. Or something happened, you dropped a hymn book right there. And I didn't repeat it. You think, wow, I wonder where he is. You don't have to wonder. It's written right there in the bulletin. What am I saying? There are a number of things that we can do to help people become better listeners. But I think we need to talk to people about their responsibility of listening. The second thing is we must receive it. We must receive it after we hear it. What does receive it mean? It means taking it into your mind. It means experiencing a time of meditation. What is receiving the word? Receiving the word is digestion is when you eat. Once I eat that apple, immediately, what goes to work in my body? The digestive system begins to work and assimilate the benefit of that apple for my health and well-being. Now, is it important that that apple retain its beauty? No. It's important that it does its job. Is it important that I remember your sermon outline? Is it important that I remember your sermon title? No. But it is important that that message penetrates and makes the necessary changes in my life that need to be made. Now, the third thing, then, is to put it into action. So that which characterizes the good seed is that you hear it, which involves careful listening, that you receive it, which involves meditation, that you just allow it to turn over in your mind and give it application. And the third thing is to put it into action. Christian truth must always emerge in action. And so the parable does not end in despair. It ends in victory. You sow the seed and you leave the rest to God. All right, we've run out of time here, so let me let you take your break, and then you'll have the time that you need to take your test. And when you take your test, you can take it whenever you want to. If you want to take your break, or if you don't want to take your break, that's up to you. But when the test is over, then you're free to leave. Next week, I do want to make a few more comments upon this parable, kind of.